The city of Somerton is celebrating the 100th anniversary of its incorporation this year. New homes are being built in town, and new businesses are opening up. KAWC's Victor Calderon tells us how city leaders are working to offer services and products to residents while attracting outside customers.
It's lunchtime in Somerton, and tables at Sushi House are filling up. Owners Carla and Jaime Ojeda, who moved to Somerton 4 years ago, go from table to table, taking and delivering orders. The restaurant opened in March, and Carla Ojeda says their neighbors have taken to their traditional sushi menu with its southwestern twist, like the jalapeno roll.
We've been making sushi since 2014 here in Somerton, but before it was just a home-based business.
Most businesses in Somerton are located on or right off of Main Street. The Sushi House is one of a handful not on the main road between Yuma and San Luis. The Cactus Plaza on Somerton Avenue is also home to a barbershop, an auto glass shop, and a Mexican bakery.
And I believe that people want something new, something different. There's a lot of offices, new offices are opening here. And a lot of people, like during lunchtime and dinner, they are looking for something else besides hamburgers and pizza. And it is a good idea to start here as a small business and go from there.
2018 is Somerton's centennial anniversary. Over the years, many businesses have come and gone in downtown Somerton. Most recently, the recession delayed business and economic growth in the region. Hector Tapia, the city's economic development director, says the goal now is to make Somerton a destination for Yuma County residents year-round, and not just during major events like an annual tamale festival that draws tens of thousands to this town of about 17,000.
So my job is to bring businesses to Somerton. So what I told people or potential businesses, we're going back to the future. To go back to the activities Somerton used to have 80 years ago.
Tapia says the city is studying where residents shop and dine in the nearby communities of Yuma and San Luis. They want to know what businesses have a good chance to succeed in Somerton. Tapia himself is a resource for potential business owners.
Can help them with the business, license applications, if they need permits, like a remodel inside the buildings. I can help. I'm the main contact from the beginning all the way to the end.
Tapia says Somerton has everything entrepreneurs need, including space in the town's old city hall and over 7,000 square feet of office space at the former site of the Arizona Department of Economic Security. Additional retail, office, or industrial space would need to be built. Recent new businesses that have opened in Somerton include a complex for a local healthcare provider, a supermarket, a sports bar, national chain hardware store, a taco shop, and a major burger chain. These have brought more dining and shopping options as well as jobs for locals. Back at Sushi House, owners Carla and Jaime Ojeda are hosting the monthly mixer of the Somerton Chamber of Commerce. Business owners here in Somerton have weathered recession and negative rhetoric about the border, but now say they look forward to continued growth for their community. Chamber Executive Director Stephanie Pereira says local businesses are promoted through events like the monthly meetings and an annual business expo.
There are a lot of people that want to make business here in Somerton. Somerton, it's growing so fast.
An affordable housing market and low crime rates have drawn thousands of new residents to Somerton since 2000. The population has more than doubled since then. Pereira says the family-friendly community is doing all it can to maintain the slogan that many locals have adopted, the best little city in Arizona. For KAWC News, this is Victor Calderon.
This is KAWC, 88.9 FM and KAWC.org.